to the Lord, to everything. It takes your eyes off the circumstances around you. It takes your eyes off the circumstances around you, and you can sow more liberally when you're not concerned about what's going on around you. God, you're Jehovah Jireh. You're the Lord, my provider. And so I want to sow this seed. Now, 2012, my wife and I, in August, resigned our church in Bridgeport, Texas, of 17 years. We rented a 26-foot U-Haul trailer, put all our belongings in there, made the 125-mile trip to Vernon, Texas. No jobs, or I didn't have a job, to take care of Mom and Dad and be closer to her mother. We arrived there, and I finally realized when we got there, Brother Stone, that I had not paid rent or mortgage in 22 years. Wow. I hadn't paid utilities in 22 years. The church had always provided that for me. Nice home. Everything, all the amenities paid for. And all of a sudden, I'm in Vernon, Texas. I left my church in Bridgeport, my home, a nice salary. I was a chaplain at the hospital at Wise County there. They paid me lucratively. I left all of that. And all of a sudden I find myself at 2630 Texas Street in Vernon, Texas, and I ain't got no job. And my wife hadn't started hers yet, and we're having to pay rent for the first time in 22 years, or I have. Paying utilities and all these things and obligations that we accumulate over the years. And so we arrived there in September. We went through a hard winter that year. I didn't realize it, how that God has a storage plan for those that continually sow into His kingdom. He has an interest, dividends, if you would. And so the rest of 2012 and all of 2013, all I have is income from me coming in, is what I'm preaching on weekends, filling in for different pastors and so on and so forth, what I was getting, what salary I was getting from the district as a district official, then as secretary. And my wife's working, and she's doing well. Her job was paying her well. But we were used to two incomes. And all of a sudden, we didn't have two incomes. But we still had $2,800 worth of bills to pay. That didn't stop them from coming in. So I'm saying all that to say this. For 42 years and for 6 years of our married life, my wife and I have made it a purpose to sow seed, not only into our church, not only into our district, but into other ministries. And you know what? We never noticed a harvest. I never give pretending that God is Bob Barker. Let's make a deal, God. I give to you, you bless me, okay? I never give that way. I just give cheerfully. Amen? Is this okay? I just give cheerfully and God knows best. Well, yeah, I guess he, Father knows best. Yeah, doesn't he? That's another sitcom from back in the day. Father knows best. And so God had been putting all this surplus back so when I did need it. I've got a writing in the front page of my Bible here. I wrote it there myself probably 15 years ago. And it says this: if you'll get the Word of God in you when you don't need it, it'll be there when you do. If you'll get the Word of God in you when you don't need it, it'll be there when you do. So I thought, okay. And then all of a sudden during this almost 17 months of not being employed, not knowing how we're going to pay our obligations, all of a sudden, we get a knock on the door. Somebody's standing at the door. I answer the door. They come up to me. They hand me an envelope. Here, see, you got to go. Love you. Take off. My wife says, who was it? And I said, it was so-and-so, and he gave me this. My wife is my financial advisor. Amen. She's my banker. So she opens it up, and we look in there, and there are 10 crisp $100 bills. They hadn't just been manufactured either. Thank God. And immediately both her and I begin to weep. And you know what? That didn't happen once. It didn't happen twice. It happened about 3 times at least. When did it happen? When I had the most money in my pocket? No. It happened when we didn't know how we were going to pay our bills. That's when it came. Another occasion, another knock comes on the door. Somebody comes up there and says, here, see, you got to go. Another occasion, they actually came in, sat down with us for just a little bit. They said, we want to be a blessing because you've blessed us. What am I saying, church? This is the best seed to sow right here. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm a blessed man, but I don't have a lucrative bank account. I drive a nice vehicle, but it's got a payment attached to it. But I've come to realize that every time that I need something, my father always sells a cow. He owns them all anyhow. He always sells a cow. And so I'm beginning to realize that my harvest field, or the field that I sowed into, is bigger than what I can see. Because I didn't put all my seeds in one basket and say, I'm just going to bless right here. And hear me, I want you to bless Countryside Church. I want you to be a blessing monetary. I want you to be a blessing in your time and in your abilities. And whatever it is that you do here at Countryside Church, I want you to do that. Because I know there's a blessing in it. There's also a blessing in sowing seed outside the church. Sowing a seed outside the church to someone like that homeless man. To someone like that 18-year-old boy that was lost and on drugs. And his dad was a preacher, but he was on drugs. I preached a message of the seed of God's Word. And today he's a preacher of the word. Amen. There is a blessing in sowing other than monetary. I'm going to try to close with this. Two offering utensils on each side of the door. One on each side of the door. One was for our obligations to God, our tithe and our offering. And the other one was for offerings, for unexpected needs that might arrive. Now, Paul said, God loves a cheerful giver. I'm just going to issue a challenge to you this morning. You want to see your harvest field? And when I say your harvest field, I'm talking about your personal family. Is that okay? Your personal family. How many have unsaved loved ones? Let me see your hands. You have unsaved loved ones. Now, your obligation to this church is to sow of your tithe. But here's what I'm going to ask you to do. For the Christmas season, that gives you about a month. I'm going to ask you to do this for God. Not for Pastor Fred, not for Pastor Stone, but for God. That you pray about bringing your best seed. And when they receive tithe and offering on that day, you be faithful to give of your obligation, your tithe here. When they place, I don't know if they'll do it or not, but place a basket over here, and you bring your best seed to God. What God has blessed you with above and beyond, you bring it and you place it in this seed on behalf of one of your loved ones, two of your however many loved ones you got that are not saved. You bring and you sow. If it's a dollar for everyone, then put a dollar for everyone. If it's five, whatever God lays on your heart to do, you bring it. Bring it to God. And see if God doesn't do with you like he has with Pastor Fred. In multiple areas of my life, God has blessed me. I am blessed to be alive to see these men, families that I've sowed into their lives preaching the gospel. I'm blessed. That's something that money can't buy, is to see these young men preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to see that God took care of my wife and I during that downtime. And now God is blessing us. Do you think it's money that God is blessing us with now just to pocket it? Mm-mm. Because we know the secret. We'll be investing some more of that in other ministries as time and God allows. We'll be investing some of that money. Because I never know when I'm going to have a crisis. I never know when I'm going to have a dilemma. But I may not see the harvest immediately, but God's going to hold it back for when I do need it. It's going to be there. It's going to be there. And so here's what I'm asking you to do, church. Just pray. God, I want to be blessed. I know I'm blessed already, but I want to be a blessing to others. A blessing to others. It's the cycle of God. We bless God. God blesses us so that we can bless others. Will you say that with me? We bless God. God blesses us so that we can bless others. One more time. We bless God. God blesses us so that we can bless others. That's God's cycle. I promise you, church, I promise you that God, because here's what he said. Here's what he said in Malachi 3. See if I'll not open up the windows of heaven. If you'll just do, I mean, it's scriptural. Bring your tithe and what? Your offerings. It's scriptural. Amen. And see if I'll not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Now please, do not be that individual that says, God, if I sow this, I really need 1,000. If I sow 100, I really need 1,000. No, no. Sow it with the right heart. God, I'm just going to sow this, and however you choose to bring it back to me, I'll be happy with that. Most of the time when I've done this, I have seen my lost ones come to God. Come to God. I've seen it happen. Those that I needed to see saved came to God. Here's what the Bible says, and I close with this. God said it. He said it in the first verses of that passage of scripture. He said, prove me now. You know what he's saying? Test it. I've tested it, and I know it's true. Amen. Would you stand with me this morning?